Hello everybody, here's Sebastian Nie from Destination Eurovision, and also with me Aga Baginska and Maciej Kacz, my great friends from our team. And today we're gonna speak about Eurovision slogans in debate plus with us one and only Georgius, Bulgarian Duchess Madeleine Popova, OGA Bulgaria, Eurovision Bulgaria. Hello!
Cześć!
And perfect Polish. She knows everything about everything. Okay, if you want to see more debate flows on our YouTube channel, please subscribe us and be on touch because it's not the last. But as I said before, today we're gonna talk about the slogans. So let's start with the position number 3 from all slogans which we have from in Eurovision Song Contest. So as you all know, it's from 2004, if I correct, till this date. So Madden, please tell us what's your third position.
Light your fire from Azerbaijan, because for me it's very important to feel some kind of connection with the slogan in the host country or the contest. So we know that Azerbaijan is the land of fire, and their slogan is perfect for them, obviously. And I think it's really great for the contest because fuego! Yes, it's nice because the land of fire and Azerbaijan and their first win, I think it's nice, and it's some kind of connection between them.
Okay, perfect choice. How about you, Aga? What's your third position?
At my third place is Dare to Dream from 2019. Because I believe that dreams are our power. So yeah, but probably without them we would not have any goals in life. But many people are still afraid to dream. They say it is impossible or that they are not good enough. But dreams don't come true on their own. We must help them and we must do everything to make them true. And Eurovision stage is a place where a lot of dreams came true. And I think most vocalists who perform at Eurovision have big goals because they want to win, they want to bring joy to their country, fans, but also to themselves. It takes courage because we know that it's easy. And sometimes participants certainly have a lot of fear of their performances, but they are not afraid to dream. Sometimes risk is very needed, and that's why we should dare to dream and just help our happiness. And I really like this slogan because it is so motivating.
Perfect explanation. Thank you very much. Okay, and how about you, Maciek? What's your choice for the third place?
So I'm going to start with All Aboard, which was the slogan of the Eurovision Song Contest 2018 in Lisbon. For me, it's a good way to show that we all are one, we are on the same deck, no matter where we come from. And it connects people and, of course, encourages to have fun together. And beyond that, I think it's a fantastic reference to Portugal, known as a country of travelers, that can be an inspiration to discover the world. Discover what stays unseen for us. So in my opinion, everything works great and completes here.
All right, thank you so much for really good explanation. So my turn, I will start with the third position and it's gonna be Open Up. I believe this is a pretty good slogan in case of what Eurovision is all about. So if somebody want to be Eurovision fan, if somebody want to watch Eurovision Song Contest itself, need to be open for everything, for different cultures, for different languages, for different people, and for everything what is in the platera in the, of the Eurovision Song Contest. So from my point, of course, people laughing that open up, also be open up your wallets because you are going to Netherlands, but I believe it's much more deeper in this instance. And I really, Sorry. And I really believe that some of the things connected with this slogan have much more sense. It can be very good opener, good intro to our discussion about our top three. Because if you are not open up for everything what world gives you, what the hell are you doing with the Eurovision Song Contest? It doesn't make sense. It's not gonna be good romance. So I believe this is my position number 3. Okay, so how about second position? So very close to win but not in the end. Madeleine.
I really like All Aboard because it's very different. It's not a cliche for me. And of course, there's a connection between the slogan and the Portugal. And we all know their history. It's about ships and the sea and the ocean. So yeah, it's connected. It's nice. And I love actually everything about 2080, like the colors, the slogan, everything. It's great.
I believe we have something in common, but without spoilers. Aga, how about your second place?
My second place is Library Diversity from 2017. And fact which I like the most in this slogan is that we can interpret it in such a different ways. We can think about diversity in music, between people, between countries. And after all, Eurovision is so. Every year we can find songs that we like and ones we don't like, but I think it is very cool. We are different people, and the fact that Eurovision gives us a different types of songs of music is very beautiful. And I am glad that someone noticed this diversity and decided to say it loudly. So yeah, I'm really in love with this song.
Maciek, what you will add to our list from of the second positions in this topic?
So my second favorite is Building Bridges from 2015. I think it's important to build relations, to come together and support each other. And the slogan perfectly shows how Eurovision connects people and shorten the distance between everyone all over the world. And it tells how necessary it is to make peace, to make friendship. So I think it sends an amazing message that everyone should know.
Right, thank you very much. And this time I will agree with Aga. So my second position is also Celebrate Diversity from 2017. From many subjective points of view, because it was my first Eurovision ever, first Eurovision in Press Center, Destination Eurovision born that year. I met this year Madeleine. So it's lots of things connected with the 2017, which I truly love, and I'm really grateful for my life and for the whole faith. So for sure it's much more subjective things, but also I believe this is a really good choice. It doesn't matter if you have three male hosts. It doesn't matter at all. In this case, I believe that Celebrate Diversity is pretty good slogan, pretty good motto to be concentrated of Eurovision Song Contest, because it's all about celebrating diversity, not doing everything on the same scale, on the same scheme, doing something in different way from different places in the world, from different places in Europe. And I really believe it makes sense. And this slogan have lots of things to do with what Eurovision is all about, especially when you're looking also at the music point from 2017, because we know that one Salvador Sobral one with song, very ballad, very outdated, and also Portuguese song, which is much more different from Robin Bengston or many different songs which are part of this contest this year. So I also believe it's have great setup with the music which we get that year. Okay. But still, we have positions number one. So let's go to the Madeleine once again. Who is your winner? The best slogans in the history of the Eurovision Song Contest.
The best for me, it's Building Bridges. Because Eurovision can build bridges between people around the world. And it's the more natural for me because... it's what the contest is actually about. Actually, right now we are building bridge from Poland to Bulgaria because of Eurovision. And yes, it's the best one because everything that year was connected. We have the virtual bridges when they are showing the results. It was super cool. It's, I don't know, I love it. It's what Eurovision actually is. Yes.
I love pure emotions when you are talking about it. Yeah, is it true? Thank you very much, Madeleine, for these words. How about you, Aga? What's your favorite of all time slogan?
I agree, Glenn, because my first place is building bridges too. I really like this slogan. I think we should all be united and build bridges that will allow us to be together. And Eurovision is a concert that connects fans but also artists. And I think this is the most beautiful and we shouldn't forget about it. Music connects people and that's why I like the refrain in bridges. This is a short slogan, but very good, and its meaning is visible. So that's why it is my first place.
All right, so how about you, Maciek? We have already draw on the first place. Do you also will be continue this series? I guess not.
No, because my favorite one is Dare to Dream, which was the official slogan 1 year ago. And I think dreams are very important part of everyone's life, especially of mine. So it's a good way to pay attention to it. It's about making your dreams come true, achieving your goals. And it's quite simple and easy to understand for everyone. So I really love it and I feel some kind of internal connection with it. So that's why this slogan comes first.
Okay, thank you very much. And from me, it's gonna be All Aboard. Why? Because I really believe this is one of the most best suited slogan ever. As you said before, because of how Portugal was connected with water, so everything, every turn of the logo connected with the slogan, whole arena, as was said before, everything was suited perfectly in case of doing some history, sharing us with some history, how it was done it this way or not another. This also takes me very high. And of course, once again, subjective things. I would have with All Aboard all great experiences, also connected with our Madeleine. It's also part of huge of this story. We're pleased when in Portugal for sure. But of course, I really believe this is one of the most beautiful Eurovisions in case of visuals. As I said before, from the stage without LEDs, which was really refreshing after many, many years of using it, especially when we are taking consideration that we have Stockholm, which was amazing, probably one of the, or simply the best show ever in case of technology and how it was done. Through the Kiev, we would have done something really interesting to make more transition, even the Swedes doing it again to Portugal, which was completely different, but really colorful, really happy, really bright, and everything connected also with the slogan makes perfect sense for me. And this is why I'm also taking this all us, all fans from all around the world. It doesn't matter if you're living in Armenia or Azerbaijan, which are quite honestly in the war. It doesn't matter what's the connection. You are all getting All Aboard 1 year for these 2 weeks or for 3 nights as you want it. And we are together in this. So I also believe that have very good connection with the Eurovision itself. And okay, this is what we said, but we also checked the pool, which we done on the Destination Extra group. So I believe that you also have something to say. And from you, position number 3 is Open Up. All right. So I was on spot with the position number 3. Second was All Aboard. So in this case, Madeleine, if I correctly remember, said that All Aboard is second for her. And Building Bridges won. So as we see, we are very close also to your point of view. So we are very happy about this, ladies and gentlemen. If we are looking for the last three, we see Under the Same Sky, Magical Rendezvous, and the Mother Fairy Tale. So these slogans which starts the whole series. So unfortunately, earlier Eurovisions doesn't done very well in this case. But ladies and gentlemen, every one of us have some taste, and I believe that Debate Plus will help us with fans, journalists, and everybody from around the world talking to us about it. Make sure that your voice is also loud. So that's why thank you so much, Madeleine, for joining us today. People simply love you. We all love you. Without Bulgaria, we can't imagine Eurovision and Destination Eurovision. So thank you so much that you joined us today. And thank you so much for Aga, thank you so much for Maciek, and thank you so much from me for watching it. And as I said before, subscribe our channel. I believe the button is on the middle right now. And be on touch with everything what we're gonna do in the very near future. Bye bye.